All right, so, Andy, how do you want to do this trailer? Because I don't know if we want to just, if I kind of want to watch it with you. So my thought was, hey, I could share from YouTube like I do with the timer.
Okay. Yeah. And I just
And we
watch your
could,
stream instead.
yeah, I just don't
Okay.
know if this is going to sound and look as good for you. Or if you'd prefer to watch it on your own screen.
So when I first entered this channel, I saw this Happy Birthday Wait thing, and I'm like, who the hell else is streaming in here, and why are they streaming a Happy
Yeah.
Birthday Wait cake? But now it makes sense for the trailer.
Yeah,
Like, duh.
I was
I'm a fucking
testing to see if I could get that to
dumbass.
work. But then I was like, shit, I don't know, maybe he doesn't want to do this. Maybe I'm spoiling too much already.
Spoilers, no.
Yeah.
His name is Wade, and he has birthdays, damn it.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Bright Guy and the Super Friends. I'm your host, Brian Labick. Joining me for this episode is a failed candidate of the Weapon X program, Andy Stolz.
What's up, podcast people?
And the Merc with a microphone, Mike Bradley.
Oh, see, when I heard his, I thought I wanted that to be mine, but now I'm okay with it. I'm good. I like it.
Trying
Love it. Good
to
job.
stay on brand a little bit here. All right, so this looks like it will be our 299th episode, which means 300 is right around the corner. And I know we've talked about how we weren't really sure what we were doing. I think we finally, one episode away, figured out what we're going to do for 300. So we've done Star Wars Trivial Pursuit in the past. We've done Harry Potter Trivial Pursuit in the past. Those have been a lot of fun. So we're going to try to do some Marvel Trivial Pursuit this time. So this is I believe the Infinity Saga version of the game. So it should all be questions around the movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, all the way from the original Iron Man, all the way up to Avengers Endgame. Now the other times we've done the trivia, we've done them live on my Twitch page. Honestly, that could still be a possibility at this time of, I guess at the time we're recording this. We don't know if we're actually going to do that or when we're going to do that. So I can't really definitively say if we're going to be on Twitch or if it's just going to be a recording. So either way, it will definitely at least be audio format that you can check it out later. After this is up, we'll try to narrow down our exact plan. I will try to put out on the Facebook page if we're streaming, and the link to all that, the date, time, when we're trying to do it. If you would like to tune in on Twitch, again, my Twitch page is Jedi Bri Guy on Twitch. That's Jedi with an I, Bri with a Y. And we'll again try to let you know, hopefully enough in advance that you can sort of plan around your schedule, or if you want to pop in as we're going, should be fun. Like I said, the last couple times we've done it, we've done. On Twitch, where we've each like held up a whiteboard as we write our answers on it and try to keep score. Usually it's like there's no way to quote unquote win the game. We're just asking each other trivia questions and kind of seeing who gets the best score or most right over the course of maybe an hour, hour and a half, something like that.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. But should be fun either way. I'm
Do
looking
we have
forward to it.
a record of who won the previous ones?
I probably do have those scoreboards somewhere offhand. I don't remember where the hell I saved them at, so I will have to try to look for that before the next one.
It would be nice to have ahead of time going in.
Yeah.
Like, this is where everybody placed in the last two, because I do not remember. Like, I remember them happening, but I don't remember
Yeah,
how
I
they
think
ended.
I did okay in Star Wars. I did poorly in Harry
I
Potter, I
definitely
believe.
did poorly in Harry Potter. Yeah. I think I was the one asking in Star Wars, so I didn't get to contribute to that one very well. So I don't
I feel
remember.
like that's why I won Star
I
Wars.
was gonna say, I feel like
I feel
Mike
like I
was the winner of
won,
Star Wars.
but I feel like it's because Brian wasn't there, and he's probably the person most obsessed with Star Wars like I am, so that would have been different, maybe. I don't know.
I might have to go back and try to find
But I
the
feel like I
like.
didn't win, though, for some reason.
I might have to go back and try to find the video recordings for those, because I don't know if the audio version is probably so far old that it's probably off the list of available episodes, so I couldn't even go back and listen really. Well, I guess I have the master recording, but because I don't looking in my folders where I typically keep stuff. I don't see the scoreboard there, so I don't know what the hell I did with it.
Well, maybe somebody has it somewhere. Who knows?
Yeah, it'll take some research to find, but we'll try to have that available whenever we do the 300th episode. And I've said any other times we're recorded, if you want to give us any type of feedback, comments, questions, favorite moments, topic suggestions, any of that stuff to lead into 300, we'll take it. I'll find a way to put it in. We'll talk about it, maybe top of the show before we get into trivia and go through that stuff. Because it's still a milestone for us. It's hard to get the feedback from anybody listening, what you guys think or what you guys like, anything that stuck out to you guys. So anything you want to give us we can use, we'll put it in there and give us some talking points for something for that episode too. I think the last time we recorded too, I was talking and promoting me trying to stream BioShock, which was one of the games that we talked about on a backlog catalog list that I was finally trying to get around to. I've streamed it once so far, and that was probably like a month and a half ago, or maybe a month ago. I don't know. I lost track already when the last time I did it, and I had every intention of going back, and I haven't done it yet. So feel free to follow my Twitch page. I fully intend to get back to the game at some point. I don't know when, but that playthrough will happen. So if you're a fan of BioShock and want to see me get through it for the first time, I will get there at some point. I'll try to keep teasing it. We'll see what happens.
And that is how all of our backlogs grow.
Yes.
I'll get back to that game at some point. I don't know when, but yep. I'm going to get back there.
Well, it's always like I want to do it when I feel like I have a dedicated like 2 to 3 hours to sit down and stream. And most nights it's like I might have an hour to hour and a half when I feel like I can play something. I'm like, that's not enough to just hit the button and go. I'd rather have a bigger chunk. Yeah. So, which means typically I'll try to stream on the weekends, but my weekends have been pretty filled up the last couple months, or the last month or so. So we'll get there. Hopefully things will settle down life-wise and I'll find a little bit more of a routine to settle into here.
I've been really trigger shy because of that reason to start new games. Like, I'm like, okay, these are the two games I'm currently playing, and I will literally not start any other games until I try to finish those two. But it's getting a little rough because I want to play some other games. But
yeah. My video game ADD kind of takes over. It's like, I'm kind of tired of this already.
Yeah, I'm not disliking the other games. I'm just like, okay, I keep jumping from middles of games to new games, and it's just like, I want to try to finish some of these.
What are you in the middle of now?
Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And that is not a quick game.
Yeah, no, that's a sip. I'm in the middle of one of those myself, and I want to start another game already because I started the first Divinity, like Divinity Original Sin. I started the first one. It's the people that made Baldur's Gate 3. They made like two very similar games before Baldur's Gate 3 that were not technically like Wizards of the Coast sponsored, but they used the same system that they use in Baldur's Gate 3 with different names for things. And then I want to get into Helldivers. It looks like so much fun.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that going around Twitch a lot.
Yeah, like the people I game with, it's everybody's doing it and talking about it. I'm like, damn it. I got to find, like, when am I going to play this game, though? Because I need a time slot. Like, I'm going to just do this game. I might start it today. We'll see. Like, it looks like so much fun.
Yeah. All right, so for this episode, I actually wasn't expecting to want to record on this, but had the urge. So thought we'd try to do a little maybe short episode for this, but we're going to talk about the trailer for Deadpool 3, which is now officially titled Deadpool and Wolverine. And maybe this is because it's just the only MCU that we're going to get this year. So maybe it has a little bit more weight to it, but after watching the trailer, my hype levels have grown and, you know, kind of kudos to these guys. Cause I thought everyone was trying to go media silent on this one. I know Josh was, and I think the last time I talked to these two, that was sort of the plan. So I wasn't sure if actually anyone would want to talk about this one and watch the trailer, but they agreed. So here we are. They got their taste of the trailer before recording. My general rule of thumb is normally I try to avoid as many trailers and ads as I can, but I always give myself that first taste for free. And so, it's very hard for me to go completely blind, but at least if I watch that first one, it gives me sort of the fix to hold myself over for whatever else comes after. So I don't know. Are you guys okay with, again, it's too late now, we've already watched it, but you guys still feeling okay for watching the first trailer for this one?
Yeah, I was I was excited to watch the trailer during the Super Bowl, and then was severely disappointed that they gave us a 2-second clip and said, go online and watch this trailer.
Yeah.
So as kind of like F you in Deadpool fashion to having to do my own research on it, I was like, I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
No, screw you guys. You had the perfect example, like prime opportunity to show it to me, and now I will not go to that website.
I feel like anybody but Disney cheaping out on Super Bowl ads, I'd be like, yeah, more power to you, man. But it's like, you're Disney. You can afford the Super Bowl spot. Like,
yeah, you can afford that. Just like, come on. It's.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, we had, what, 30 seconds? And then it's, hey, go online for the 2.5-minute trailer.
Yeah, I was upset. I was, yeah.
I wonder if they do it, too, for, like, directing traffic. Like, to just be able to count better and get the analytics of how many people watch it. Because this is. So the numbers that came out a few days after the Super Bowl, it was announced that the trailer had 365 million views in 24 hours.
Oh yeah, I saw it top the list of trailers for all the MCU movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's the all-time record of is it the all-time
trailer.
Record? Yeah, for any trailer in 24 hours.
Any at all, not just MCU. Okay.
Yeah, the previous record holder was Spider-Man No Way Home at 355. So this got another 10 million over what No Way Home did in 24 hours, which is crazy.
And I think part of that's like everybody, maybe, you know, like there's not specific leaks about cameos that are going to happen. And then there's like the fake leaks that Ryan Reynolds started putting out and fucking with people. And I think like that has led to a lot of interest in like what's actually going to be in the movie. And nobody still knows. I'm glad they didn't really reveal much in the trailer as far as any of that speculation that was out there. Because I feel like everybody kind of knew Wolverine was going to be there. Like, that was not a secret. Like, people... That's the worst kept secret, I think. Because they didn't even try.
I'd wonder, too. Like, I'm always sort of conscious of the quote-unquote normal people in like general public that don't follow the stuff that we do of like, yeah, we know Wolverine's in the movie because of the set photos that got leaked and stuff like that, but you know that comes across our feed because we almost seek that kind of content out. For normal people that had no idea Deadpool 3 was happening, to be able to see Wolverine in part of it, like I'm just wondering how many people's minds were blown by that. And that's the part that I find fascinating.
Yeah,
it's like to be that ignorant, to not know anything, and just be like, "Holy shit, this is happening! Holy shit, it's Wolverine! Holy shit!" Like that's cool.
Like, yeah, do they start questioning like whether or not Hugh Jackman is Wolverine, or they recast him?
Right,
like, because
right.
They don't show you Hugh Jackman in that clip at all.
Yeah.
So, like, do they start like this? You know, slippery slope of is he in it? Who else is in it? What else do I know about this?
I mean, the moment they search it, though, like as soon as you type that into Google, you're gonna get
those
set photos.
That's true.
But then you're going to get all of the fake ones that Ryan Reynolds threw out there as well. So, like, your mind is just like, whoa!
So the movie itself, this sequel, will be directed by Sean Levy, who has worked with Ryan Reynolds on Free Guy and The Atom Project, both of which I enjoy. Sean Levy also directed Hugh Jackman for Real Steel, which I fucking love. So it's I find it really cool to have all three of these guys back together working on a project together. I'm excited to see that. But I feel like the biggest question leading up to this movie is how will this movie bring Deadpool into the MCU? And the trailer gives us our answer through the TVA.
Mm-hmm.
So were you guys expecting that? What'd you think?
It makes sense. I wasn't expecting it. Like that didn't cross my mind as the answer, but. It makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah, as soon as they light up those sticks, I'm like, oh shit, yes, this is exactly how you should do it. This totally works. I get it. I see the in.
Yeah.
Do you guys think it's like, I guess, sort of the conversation that I'm sort of seeing just from people reacting and reading about the trailer. Like, for Deadpool, is this like the same Deadpool we've sort of been following in the other movies, or maybe a different version of Deadpool in this multiverse? Do you think they're just pulling him from the Fox universe and then just shoving him into the MCU? Like, how do you think this whole cross property thing is going to work? Or if it's even going to be explained, I don't know.
Like, he's going to encounter himself almost?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, with the multiverse, it's hard to figure it
encounter,
out.
Yeah, encounter the Fox version of himself.
Maybe. If that wasn't him already.
Yeah, and I think like the reason that question comes up so easily is because of the opening of the trailer where all these people that we know to be dead in the other Deadpool movies are there having a party with him. And is that in Wade's head? Perfectly possible. Wade has some mental issues. Or is this actually happening in just a different alternate version of reality where all those people aren't dead and they're having a birthday party with him?
So,
I don't know.
I guess the theory that I had was, or at least the way it makes sense to me, like the end of Deadpool 2, he has like Cable's time travel device thing, right? Mm-hmm. And they show him in the post credits, like popping around in different stuff and changing things here and there. My theory is that with that device, Deadpool had, you know, Vanessa, spoilers, had died in Deadpool 2. Mm-hmm. So he's probably kind of doing, I feel like, what Kingpin tried to do in, like, Across the Spider-Verse. Like, he's trying to pop around into other universes to find where all his friends are still alive. Which would make him a variant. Which is why the TVA is after him.
Universes or just time?
Well, that's the thing, right? The Avengers Endgame established that time travel is popping around in the multiverse.
Oh, yeah, it creates multiple strands of the multiverse to right. hop around in time. So him screwing around creates different time.
So
threads.
I think like he went for a universe that made him happy. Maybe the Wade in that universe died, and he's just kind of filling the void. And I think that's why he's wearing a wig, because maybe the Wade in that universe actually had hair. And the TVA recognizes he doesn't belong there, and they're trying to correct that.
I buy that.
That's an excellent theory. I mean, it seems to plug in well with what we've seen so far.
Now, from the TVA's perspective, why they wouldn't just prune him and move on, I mean, I guess we'll see where that kind of twist is thrown in. But I feel like that's where from the trailer, where they'd start it.
Can you heal from being pruned? Like, would pruning not work on him?
I think that may be a scene that we get where they don't expect that he can't be killed that way.
Like, right, yeah. He just reforms. It makes you... Like, yeah, like his arm starts going away and then it starts coming back and he's like, oh!
He's very, very well known to be very, very, very tough to kill, so...
Yeah.
Especially if he has a time travel device, they could, you know, movie math science that into that applying somehow to his inability to be affected with his healing factor, plus that it just doesn't work in some way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But yeah, very possible. That would be a hilarious scene to watch him, like, slowly form and reform out of existence and then just be completely confused, like, what the fuck just happened?
And just, yeah, hear his sarcastic ass say something funny, you know?
And it, maybe there's a possibility, like, so, just putting it out there, maybe it's he can't be killed that way, and maybe part of his invulnerability is, like, he's a reverse Kang, where Kang is everywhere. There is just one Wade Wilson. And he is the only one in any existence anywhere. Or something like that, where, like, he's the only one. And that's maybe part of something to do with his powers that they try to use it as an explanation for.
Yeah.
That makes me want to watch Jet Li's The One.
Yeah. Underrated movie, but doesn't hold
up as
well.
I will be the one.
Mike, I can't remember if it was you and Josh, or just maybe you, had previously talked about this movie trying to adapt the Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe comic. Which
that was me.
Sort of, I feel like, based on what we know from like Loki and the way the timelines are going, could fit. Since we're, you know, in the middle of the multiverse saga, we know there's branches and timelines that shouldn't exist. Do you think that's where this could still be going, or is it more streamlined where he's only here to maybe kill the Fox universe and not just other MCU stuff?
Well, my theory, you know, I mean, like it worked in line with like the last movie, was more so like Deadpool. Like, yes, Deadpool kills the Marvel universe is a thing, but also Deadpool killing Deadpool is a thing. Because, you know, he gets to a point where he's like, can I die? And he tries to figure out how to make that happen. Okay. And part of me was like, at the start of it, I was thinking maybe somehow, like, he's having this moment with his birthday party and all these people that are dead because he passed on. Like, he has that moments in Deadpool 2 where he's seeing her in some other form. You know what I mean? So maybe he's somewhere in his own mind after death with all of this going on and gets pulled out of it somehow. But given the rest of the trailer, I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
But maybe it is because they pulled Loki after Thanos had did his thing, and they did like a different way of handling that and moving Loki to be positioned. Like, I understand, like, it's the end game version of Loki that gets to the TVA, but that doesn't mean they couldn't pull a similar thing where, like, Wade figured out how to kill himself as, like, an opening start to the movie, and then they decide to pull him from somewhere else because he was, like, a time aberration. What did they use? What's the term you used?
Variant.
Variant. Because he went around, skipping around eventually because he couldn't bring Vanessa back to figure out how to just die. And he eventually did, and that made him a variant because he's not supposed to die.
Okay.
And that's why they come after him, kind of thing. Like, maybe.
Well, I guess if he's, I don't know, I guess the loophole for me is if he's successful in killing himself, I don't know what the TVA would be able to grab if he's technically dead.
I mean, can't they just go back in time?
Oh, I see. So grab him before he would kill himself.
Yeah, like we're experiencing him finding a way to kill himself, and they're pulling him out before he can. Okay. I don't know. It's just a theory, because like it works both ways. Like, Deadpool becomes obsessed with, like, when he figures he can't kill himself, he becomes obsessed with just killing everything. Because why not? If he can't die, why not? And that's kind of how, like, if I remember correctly, that's how, like, Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe was, like, created. It's because he just kind of can't kill himself and goes off the deep end.
I mean, do you think he'd do anything with to try to trim timelines? Or, because I was thinking, like, if the tongue-in-cheek way to do it was, because I guess, Andy, did you end up watching all of Loki?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I have not.
Okay.
I didn't watch season 2.
Okay. Then
very good. I'd recommend it.
Then I'm going to try to tiptoe around this, but there's sort of a resolution with the branching timelines in Loki.
Yep.
So I'm not sure how much cleaning up they would want to do. If they use Deadpool to kill sections of the Marvel Universe, if we go down that path, to me feels like he should be the one to kill the Fox Universe. That would make the most sense to me, is that stuff still kind of exists, but we're never going to see it again. So he would be the one to give it one final go around and axe it from existence.
That makes sense. I like this idea better than anything I said.
So. Andy, any thoughts?
On like plot devices?
Well, I guess like the timeline part of it. Do you see Deadpool kind of going around and it, like, is that what you think he might be used for? Is to knock off some of these branches?
Yes,
or could it be done completely different and have him on some sort of other mission?
So I think they're going to have him, they're going to try to recruit him to do a thing, and he is going to figure out they have ulterior motives and do his own thing.
Okay. Any theories on what that thing is?
No.
Okay.
I have no clue. I think that he'll probably figure out that their ultimate goal is something that he probably doesn't want or doesn't think the universe needs. Or some you know, big bad or something is the driving force behind it. So I think he'll deviate, this variant will deviate to, you know, bring about the bad guy good thing. You know?
Okay, so now I'm kind of coming full circle with this. So if we go with my original theory that, and this is a lot of, again, speculation, some leaps here. If we go to the theory that Deadpool's popping around universes to get with Vanessa and the friends that he lost and have a quote-unquote happy life, TVA rips him out of there and says, no, you know what, we think we need you to not kill every branch, but specifically these branches over here that were owned by Fox. That's what we need to go away. You know what's part of those branches? Vanessa. So I could see him not wanting to do that because Vanessa would die again.
at his hands.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And
yeah,
anything
and
I know about
a problem for them because
right,
of it. Like
right. So then, like, you know, sort of spitballing off of what Andy said, where he turns against the people that are trying to recruit him for a task. Once he finds out, wait a minute, this task actually kills my girlfriend again.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
He's shown in both of the other Deadpool movies that he doesn't exactly follow suit to what people tell him to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So he sort of finds his own little angles and stuff.
And I feel like anything that I've known about, or, you know, most movies I see of Sean Levy, they always have a very good heart to them.
Yeah.
And I think that would be the center of this movie, would be Deadpool's quest to either somehow be reunited or save Vanessa. I think that would be a good way to take it.
On a similar note, what do you think the chances are that there was a reshoot that happened at some point, and we get either a mid-credits or post-credits scene of him popping around to different timelines, universes, whatever, in the multiverse, and just killing off every version of Kang? As just like, their solution to the Kang problem is just kill him in the Deadpool movie, and just have Deadpool go, like, after he does it to the Fox universe, if that's the plot they go with, kills off the Fox universe, and then just for the hell of it, throw together something where he just kills off all of the versions of Kang. Like, well, solve that problem, and then he just tosses the gun away, goes, fuck you, dude, and just, like, black.
It would be a convenience for them to do that. You know, it would explain everything away.
If I was convinced, wipe your hands and walk away.
If I was convinced they were going to move away from Kang, then I could, like, I think it'd be a fun way to do it. I'm still not convinced they're done with Kang. I'm not saying it's obviously not going to be Jonathan Majors, but
right.
I think there's a real possibility of them just recasting and going forward with whatever they had planned out.
I feel like they could do it in a way where they would explain the recast of Kang.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he goes around and kills every version of Kang that is Jonathan Majors, but like when he finds except one that's not, he's one. Like,
yeah.
You know what? Because... except you. You're cool. Fuck yeah, you, fuck you, there's... fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, kind of thing.
Yeah,
like...
yeah, because there's that one version of Loki that's Sylvie. So.
Right, yeah.
Well, and...
well, the, yeah.
But, like, yeah, there's a version of Loki that was an alligator or crocodile
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, the little kid, and why can't I think of the other actor, the old actor that was in for the first season?
Oh, the guy that was in Star Wars. Yeah.
Yes. I'm blanking. Didn't... you know who I'm talking about, though.
He's a German guy. I feel like his name is German. I know it's not... like, my mind's going to Werner Herzog, but that's not...
No, that's the... I would like to see the baby. That's that guy.
No, yeah, it's Werner Herzog.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's who? The version of Loki that you're thinking of, yeah.
Is it? No, it's... yeah. I thought... no, wait, Richard E. Grant, right? Isn't that... the name just came to me. Or maybe I'm off.
For fuck's sake, they look so similar. Now I'm not sure. Yeah, Richard E. Grant wasn't in Star Wars, was he? But Werner Herzog.
Richard E. Grant was in Rise of Skywalker. He was one of the Star Destroyer commander guys.
They sound very similar. They look similar enough. But you're correct. Yes, it's Richard E. Grant. I looked the two of them up.
Took me a while, but we got there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's the way to do it. If they went that route and like tried to knock off all the Kangs with Deadpool, like part of me would, I'd love that for the bit. As someone that gets really invested in the MCU movies, I would kind of still be kind of upset because of all the time and setup they've made for Kang and then just completely just pivot and write him off like that. I still want some sort of bigger payoff there, which is why I'm still kind of, I guess, holding out hope that they're just going to recast and move forward with whatever they're going to do instead of pivoting. But that's just my personal opinion.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it, I guess, is what I'm saying, as a way to say, like, listen, we screwed up this whole Kang storyline to begin with. It didn't make a lot of sense. And then the guy that was playing him it got fucked up. So, hey, look, we're just going to we're pivoting to Doom now. We're going to Dr. Doom. We're going to go that route. You're going to like it. It's going to be great. He's a way better villain than Kang anyway. So let's just.
If they want to pivot quickly, that's the best way to do it. Yes, I would agree.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to, but I would dig it if they chose to do it that way. That's all I'm saying.
Plus the comics have always like shelved big bads before that have always popped up in the future. So
yeah. So one other thing I was going to point out, and I don't know how, if you guys even caught this during the trailer, but one of the things, and I don't even know if I, slowing down and looking at frames, I think it's, you can kind of tell, or at least what I think would be there, but I saw the internet talking about some of the shots in the desert. Towards the end of the trailer, Deadpool gets thrown through like a wall, and then he skids across the desert, and then he ends up kind of like laying backwards against some sort of like gold looking, I don't know, statue or plaque or something behind him. The internet was telling me that that is supposed to be the logo for 20th Century Fox.
Yes. That's 100% what I thought when it happened.
So that also, to me, feels like it's a little bit more ammo for, hey, maybe he's actually just killing the Fox universe, and that's the end of 20th Century Fox and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see, I guess. I also think it's behind him in the shot when he does the slow motion reload too, which is still like my favorite shot in the trailer, I think. Any predictions on cameos that maybe you guys want to throw out just to have it on record that we might see in this movie? Because I think it has the potential to just pull out whoever the fuck they want to. I mean, shit, they threw Pyro in there. I wasn't expecting to see Pyro again.
I think if there's one movie ever that gives us any chance of actually seeing Danny DeVito as Wolverine, this is it. I have nothing to go on to say that that's going to happen other than it would be hilarious, and this is the chance for it. A Deadpool and Wolverine movie with multiversal shit going on where they don't have to explain any of it because it's the multiverse. This is our chance to see it happen. And if they were going to do that and they kept it under wraps.
Yeah, kudos to them if they kept that secret, for sure.
I think we're going to see a lot of lesser-known actors that played very minor roles of X-Men characters that we all really liked. Bishop, Jubilee, Iceman, Colossus didn't get a lot to do.
Vinnie Jones, maybe?
No, that guy, no.
That would be hilarious.
No. I mean, you could do it, but...
God damn it, you gave me this one again. Something like...
Everyone from The Last Stand is going to be there.
Oh, boy.
But you can even see, like, the first class people, you know, you could see...
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Both Prof X's, you know, you could see both Jean Grey's, you could see, you know...
Well, I'm thinking, Emma Frost. Like, I guess more broad than that. Like, I don't even think it has to be an X-Men character from the past. I think it could, like, I think any MCU or Marvel character is up for grabs here.
Yeah.
Like, I would, if Deadpool's popping around between the entirety of the Fox universe, not just the X-Men, I would love to see Chris Evans back as Johnny Storm.
Oh, God.
I was thinking Fantastic Four.
Do that. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was thinking Fantastic Four just because, they just released like the new artwork for the new movie and the casting.
Yeah.
That's they probably did that time wise because of this trailer that it's gonna be part of that, you know. Mm-hmm. He's gonna have to erase the Fantastic Four, right? So we're gonna see Michael B. Jordan.
Maybe. Yeah, that could be a possibility too.
You know? Please erase him. No, like, as an actor, he's good, but that movie sucks.
Erase Michael B. Jordan. Erase Michael B. Jordan as...
No, no.
As Johnny. Just get rid of him as Johnny.
Yeah, because he's great as Killmonger, you know?
Yeah.
He's great in literally everything else. Like, it's...
No, the actors that were in that movie are good actors. The movie just sucked.
Yeah.
And we can say that because we've watched it on the podcast.
Yeah, we have recorded on this.
Fantastic Four stick or whatever the hell we're calling it.
And yeah, I think like if there's cameos I wish happen that are like actual MCU characters we currently know that I want to see have a conversation with Deadpool. Man, there's two that come to mind immediately for me. One, Tony Stark. Give me Tony Stark and Deadpool having some kind of conversation. I don't care what it's about. Give them an interaction. I'm there for it. The other one, Korg. Give me Deadpool and Korg having something to do. Just anything. I don't care what.
That would be fun.
Doesn't even have to be this movie. Just in the future. Some point, they need to meet.
I mean, I'd love to see even, like, the other fourth wall breaker is She-Hulk. Like, I'd love to see She-Hulk and Deadpool have a conversation.
Oh, yeah. Like, her turn up, like, drop in somehow. Like, hey, what the hell's going on here? Do you want to stop? Just out of context, she shows up.
Both of them having a conversation with the audience and themselves at the same time.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Just a 2-minute bit. I don't even care if it fits the story. Just give it to me.
I could see also doing the very lesser known, like, first Marvel movies, like Captain America, Nick Fury.
Oh, God, Hasselhoff as Fury
killing
comes
those
in.
Guys. Yeah, just killing like the really, really fucking deep dives, you know?
What was the bit from the 90s Captain America where he kept, like, he did it like 2 or 3 times where he would, like, oh shit, I don't remember what the hell he said, but he would like just try to change the subject really quickly and then, like, leave.
Yeah,
do you guys remember?
Yeah, he would
we
just run
talked
away.
About
this
at your birthday.
Yeah,
we had this conversation about this movie because I think Matthew had never seen it.
Yeah, Matthew had never seen it. We're like, you need
oh,
to watch it because it's so
bad.
No,
you don't. No, you don't. Matthew, don't do it. It's a trap.
It's not a trap. We told him how bad it was. It's just comically so bad that you can't look away.
Yeah, but, like, you just have that Captain America show up and do that little bit, and then Deadpool just whacks him and gets rid of him. Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
Or he runs away into a blast or something, you know?
I mean, isn't it just, like, as stupid as, like, look over there, and then he just
and then he runs,
turns
he
around
goes the
and
other
runs.
Way. He's out there super stupid. Because he does it in the car the one time. He's like, what's that? And then, like, dives out of the car.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just the distraction thing, like.
Oh, God. So dumb.
But, yeah, that would be amazing. There's a long list of possibilities of what they could do cameo-wise here, and that's part of what makes it fun, I think, in my mind, leading up to it, is, like, the list is so long, they can't do them all, otherwise that would just be the whole movie and then some.
So
what are we actually going to get of all these great ideas that they could use?
So I kind of want to loop around to, because I think this could count as a cameo. We were talking about this a little bit before we recorded. There's a shot in the trailer of a behind the character moving up, sitting at a table, white jacket, which from behind with the hair looks clearly like Wolverine. Mike was pointing out that it's the patch version of Wolverine, where he has, like, the white suit jacket on, he has an eye patch on. So it's still very clearly Wolverine. Now, the internet has been fan casting a certain actor as Wolverine since Hugh Jackman said he was said to have walked away after Logan. The internet is also saying that this actor is supposedly in this movie in an undisclosed role. Considering we never see the front of this version of the character, I'm wondering if this could be the cameo, if the internet is correct, of possibly Daniel Radcliffe playing Wolverine.
Could be.
And I could see Deadpool cracking some Harry Potter jokes
while he's
killing
him.
For
sure.
And a Warner Brothers joke thrown in there too, for the hell of it, on that note.
Now, the only reason I'm kind of putting money on it is just, and maybe it's just me, but looking at that shot, even just from the back, that character looks tinier than Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
And that's definitely the only reason I'm thinking maybe it is Radcliffe, if they want to just play with that and give one to the internet. For a change.
And I feel like that's how you're going to get the biggest audience reaction. The only other, like, I saw that possibility. The only other thing that went through my head is this is something we know nothing about, and this is their introduction for us to who they're going to cast to be Wolverine after this.
That's a good thought, too. Yeah.
It may not be the patch version that we get in the MCU. It may be a more traditional version, but this is how they're going to introduce the actor to us.
That's a good thought, too. I would like
whether
that.
It's Daniel Radcliffe or who knows.
I don't think I want Radcliffe as, like, the permanent Wolverine replacement. Like, I'd take it as a throwaway gag, but I don't think I'd want him as Wolverine going forward.
It's
I'd rather
very hard
them
to
cast just
him.
Yeah, and I still feel like I'd rather either cast I don't want to say someone I know, but I'd almost rather have an unknown there to just let them kind of grow into the role.
There's the other possibility we talked about pre-show. Was Cable potentially joining the MCU? And we talked about a lot about him as Cyclops, but if you furry him up a bit, make him hairy, and all of a sudden you might have a Wolverine possibility there, because they obviously don't care about short, and it doesn't...
Right, that's what I was going to say. I don't know if they would do it twice, but I guess if they, you know, Henry Cavill's a big guy. I don't know if he's as tall as Hugh Jackman, because Hugh Jackman's like 6 foot something, right? He's humongous.
Hugh Jackman's my height. He's like 6'4", 6'5".
Okay. And, you know, Wolverine in the comics is notoriously short. Yeah, so
5'3", something like that.
I'd kind of love to see them do that with Wolverine, is make the size difference, make him smaller. So yeah, I don't know if I would see Henry Cavill as that, but that's just, again, my personal pick. I don't think I'd like to see that, but
I'm not saying I'd like to see it. I'm just saying there's that rumor that he got signed around. You know, yeah. What I mean? Like, it's, I think so long as the character portrays it well, I think Hugh Jackman proved it doesn't need to be short.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But I also think there's a very limited pool of actors with the body type to fit what Wolverine should actually be. Because Wolverine is short, but he's about as wide as he is tall. Like, he's massive for a short dude. Yeah. And he's not supposed to be, like, slender. He's supposed to be bulky. So
I still remember, I feel like there was talk of, like, X-Men movie in the 90s. And Bob Hoskins was rumored or somewhere attached to Wolverine. And that, to me, was like, I could see that. I'd roll with that.
I feel like if he lost some weight, I feel like he's a little too chunky for, you know, all I can see him as is Eddie Valiant. That's all I can ever, like, it would work. He has the attitude, the voice, everything.
Yes, yeah.
Like, he would definitely work in so many ways, but obviously not anymore. Not 40 years later, since, you know.
Well, he died anyway, Roger Rabbit. Isn't he? Yeah.
He's passed.
Oh, I wasn't even aware of that. But he would be pretty old by now if he had been alive anyway.
Yeah, that too.
But, yeah, I mean, I am up for any and all different things. I'd even love to see them take a shot at a different universe Deadpool that's not Ryan. Like,
oh, yeah.
Just have somebody else turn up as Deadpool. Maybe we get Lady Deadpool one or two this time. Who knows?
If you know, Ryan's going to... I think he's young enough to stick with it. But this would be, you know, third in a trilogy. So would this be the end of Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool? But I'd also think with him now, after this movie, presumably being in the MCU proper, I think there's a lot to play with there that I'd love to see him have the excuse to come back and still do the role here and there for whatever they do, whether it's more Deadpool or we want to throw him into a team movie, like any of that, I think would be great. But there's always the question of how long are these actors going to continue to play the role? Is there an end date in sight for that?
And I think for him specifically, because he wears such heavy makeup as Wade, and he doesn't necessarily have to be the person in costume.
True.
You know, because the face is covered, it gives a little bit more longevity than, say, Cap, where they have to CGI his face in if somebody else is in the costume, which I'm sure they do for stunt doubles and stuff. But I think it offers a bit more having full face covering when you're doing the superhero things.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Andy, you think there's an end in sight for Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool, or think you'll keep going for a while?
I think he enjoys this so much that he's going to try and keep it rolling as much as he can.
Yeah, I think I'd agree.
I mean, this is something he made happen. Let's not forget that.
Oh, like, for sure.
He wanted this so much, he made it happen. So I think it's a passion for him to do the character. And I think he's going to do it until he doesn't want to anymore, because it's a moneymaker. This will be their moneymaker this year. This will be one that hits their targets. Deadpool's not going to miss targets anymore. The R rating will hurt it, as it always does, but this may be the chance he gets to pass passion for R-rated movies.
Even with from the trailer still, I think very clearly R-rated that they're going for, I still think this has the potential to do gangbusters for... I mean, Deadpool 1 did over $1 billion, right? Didn't it?
No. It came up... He even makes the joke in the second movie about being the second highest R-rated film ever behind Passion of the Christ.
So it didn't do $1 billion.
No,
I thought
800 and something.
Then I
but it
on the record feel like this has the potential to do $1 billion. I could see this going
this
over
could
a billion.
Be the highest R-rated film ever.
I mean, if you want to just take the statistics of Spider-Man No Way Home made like 1.4 billion and had 10 million less views of a trailer than what this movie did. There, you know, the hype is there.
Oh yeah, the hype train's there.
I feel that's the only thing that concerns me is the hype train's there, but it's like 4.5 months away still.
Or yeah, five and a I mean, half we're going to get two or three other trailers between now and then, and I'm sure the marketing is going to be out the ass, considering this is the only MCU movie this year.
Well, I'm like, sure Disney's it is. I just feel like behind it. If this hype was planned for the Super Bowl and they shot this out in March, I think it might hit even higher numbers than July. Like, if they got the hype this big, you know what I mean, capitalizing on that moment of hype to push it further might have helped. But, you know, they can't move the Super Bowl closer to their release date, so they would have had to decide to compete with some things I don't think they wanted to compete with.
I mean, even though this is, you know, it is going to be rated R, I'm still convinced they could have worked as a PG-13 movie. I still think there's comedy at least to be had there of Deadpool knowing he's handcuffed, kind of.
Or just getting like, censored for half the movie.
Right.
Like, blowing it all in the first 3 minutes.
I think that'd be fun as hell. I really do. So whether I assume if they're making this one rated R, if they do any other further Deadpool movies, he will still be his solo movies will be rated R. Whether or not they put him a team movie that then has to be PG-13, maybe those jokes are still out there to be had. So that's something I think we could get eventually and still have fun with it. But I guess we'll see.
You can always cut away right when he's about to swear, like, you know what he's gonna say, but it cuts to a different scene, you know.
Or he has to start,
and then he's like, really?
Or he has to start altering his tactics in fights instead of dismembering people and just attacking them. And so he's like, God damn it, I can't fight the way I want to.
Even just like literally bleeping him every time he tries to swear. And then he makes the conscious, like, you know, fourth wall break to the audience. Oh, and I realize I'm in PG-13 now. That's the difference.
Yeah. And if they're going to throw him into a team movie, I wanted to make this comment because I think it would be hilarious if they get everything up and going with the new X-Men, blah, 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 get everything up and set whenever that happens. And then they make an X-Force movie and he gets pissed off that he did it first.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
Maybe one of the last things I'll ask, do you guys expect this to by the end of this movie, maybe have the X-Men proper in the MCU, or you think they're saving that for another movie?
I think this can flirt with what Multiverse of Madness did.
Okay.
With some of the characters that they showed in that, like Jim from The Office is Reed Richards and stuff like that. So I feel like they can throw funny castings or good castings, just not who they actually went with, for X-Men people that the characters will be in the MCU, but maybe not that actor.
For the record, Andy, before, just in case it comes up, have you seen The Marvels yet?
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure before maybe Mike went down that path.
No, I was going to avoid any of that but I was just going to say, like, the whole idea of having, like, the fan casting moment of seeing, like, him there as Reed was very cool.
Yeah.
And then for them to go a different route is saying, like, anything goes, basically. You know, like, we just got their official announcement of the cast for the Fantastic Four movie, so we know it's not him. Which is,
I feel like, timelines and multiverses gives you a lot of options.
Right. And I'm very intrigued, I guess, to see how they handle, like, the new X-Men casting. Like, what are they going to do? I think we may get an introduction of a character or two here. Maybe Wolverine. Maybe it's Daniel Radcliffe there and it's not the actual Wolverine. Maybe they go that same route that Multiverse of Madness went. Or maybe we see the new Wolverine there. Maybe there's an introduction of the new Xavier. Whatever route they're going to go there. Something. Yeah, I mean, like, maybe something that's, a new permanent casting of the character we get to see.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get the full cast or anything like that. I think that's either definitely probably reserved for some sort of press release like they did with Fantastic Four, because I think everyone's waiting for that. So you want to almost give it the event. And one, I don't think you'd be able to keep it a secret in a movie like that that still has months to come out. I don't think that surprise would hold. No. So, yeah, I think it's like the X-Men announcements and all that stuff are definitely coming later.
I think it may coincide with this. Like, if they reveal a major character, they may say, you know, like, afterwards we get a press announcement, like, your new Wolverine.
That's true.
And
yeah.
Here's the rest of the cast. You know what I mean? Like, we introduced this one. Here's the rest.
That I could see. Yeah. Yeah, and I like your idea of sprinkling a little bit in. Like, if Patch ends up being the newly cast actor for Wolverine, I would probably dig that. I think that'd be cool. All right, any last minute predictions you guys want to get on record? Because we will not be talking about any other trailers for this movie. This is the one-off. This is it. After this, we're, I think, all on media blackout until the movie comes out in July.
I really don't think I have anything else. I think we covered it all.
Andy, any last minute?
Nothing that comes to mind immediately.
Okay. All right, then I think that's where we're going to close this one down. I think we covered a good bit. We still got some theories out there, so we'll see if anything sticks. It's always nice to kind of do these as a little bit of a time capsule, and once the movie comes out, we can revisit and see how close we actually were to any of the shit we just talked about. Notoriously, for most of our whenever we did trailer reactions for like Avengers and stuff back in the day, we were so far off on so much crap.
Yeah, nowhere close.
but we threw a lot of shit at the wall, and some of it stuck.
Yeah,
and those are the only things that matter.
Yeah.
The rest of it, we cleaned up. It's gone.
A few of us have a couple tallies and badges of honor for some of the stuff we happen to accidentally get right, you know, and it happens. All right, so that's it for us. Like I said, next is 300. So we're going to do, we'll stick with the Marvel train. We're going to do some Marvel trivia for number 300. Date, TBA, Twitch, we'll see, TBA as well. Any promotion and stuff, I'll try to get it out as soon as I can once we've nailed something down. For anyone, you know, if we do this on Twitch that you'd want to tune in and play some trivia with us, we'll see how it goes. But that's it. So if you've enjoyed the show, please support us. Leave a 5-star rating and review. Be sure to give us a share on social media. You can follow us and subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Anchor, Stitcher, Stitcher's no longer a thing. I got to take that out of my fucking notes here. Stitcher died. So go to Amazon or Anchor or Google or iTunes or Spotify. Any of those are still good. You can send us comments, questions, topic suggestions, any of that stuff. Hit us up on Facebook at Braga Super Friends. Facebook.com/BragaSuperFriends. I'm getting all my notes mixed up now. Try to send us an email, BragaSuperFriends@gmail.com. I won't check it. It's there. It works as an email, but I never check it. Hit us up on Twitter. I refuse to call that fucking thing X, at BG Super Friends. Again, if you want to follow me on Twitch, it's at Jedi Bri Guy. If we do the live 300th, that's where it'll be. If you want to hopefully catch me playing Bioshock, whatever, I finally get around to it, that'll be the place to do it. And that's it. On behalf of Andy, Mike, and myself, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.